Hiya! Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon.
Wow.
Where are we?
Wow.
I'm Joe Morata. Oh, that's Michael Quinn. Yeah. Yeah, Doc is still there.
Everyone's here.
We know who we are, and you guys might or you might be stumbling across us on YouTube, but I want to welcome you to WWF Championship Wrestling for August 9th, 1986, coming to you on Friday, March 8th, 2024. We are in a new location.
A new era, if you will.
A new era.
A new era of watching shit and talking over it.
For us internally, anyway. Although, I guess we should mention that we are in the final 4 weeks now of Championship Wrestling.
Oh, so we're in a possible other new era.
We're going to be switching to Superstars in just a few weeks here after we finish
August.
Not the
crappy Superstars.
No, the good Superstars, not the one that became Challenge. Thank you guys for being with us here. If this happens to be your first time stumbling across this on YouTube, let me explain what we're going to do. In a short while, we're going to pull up a screen and we're going to watch WWF Championship Wrestling from August 9th, 86.
Mm-hmm.
Just a forewarning, we do talk over it. That's what the show is. So
we say things. Yeah. And, you know, if like somebody we don't care about, like Pedro Morales, is wrestling, we don't pay attention to that.
Right. So if you just want to watch the show on its own without us talking, you'll have to find that on your own.
Right.
That's not what we're here
this
to
isn't
do.
That.
This is a program that we do. And those of you that know who we are, thank you so much for being back with us here.
And I'm sure they're the ones the most excited about the new studio here.
Yeah, so we are in a new building of some kind, and Quinn is very over the moon about this studio.
Yeah, the only adjustment I would make, and I said this to Joe, is we need to move Doc to where the Conquistadors are over there. Shift him around, because you could put my head over the Conquistadors.
You want Doc to be visible at
all
times.
As much as I love the Conquistadors and their one time they made it to the end of the thing in Survivor Series 88. They're not that important.
Okay, fair enough, Quinn. We'll see what we can do about that. We'll talk to Ogden, okay? Yeah. Thank you guys for being with us here. If you like what we do, whether you're new or old, whether you're a first-timer or a long-timer, you can please follow us on Twitter and all those things, but also patreon.com/OVPpodcast. is a really good place if you're an OVP fan, because maybe you want to hear us talk about 84 or 85, even 82 and 3. We did those years as well.
We did do them.
You can get the entire canon from 82 to 85 on patreon.com/OVPpodcast, in addition to the monthly Canon Plus specials that we do. So the most recent one out was a primetime from July of 86, but we've also done, you know, WrestleMania is 1 and 2. We did Wrestling Classic. We do all the Saturday night's main events,
mm-hmm.
house shows, and coming up in a few weeks, the big event. Can't wait for that one, where Quinn will be drinking a giant Budweiser, I understand.
Warning.
Yeah, you're going to need
that.
One. And that's $2 a month. That's it. You don't have $2, let me know. I'll give you $2 sign up. Okay, yeah. Call me $2 Chuck, all right? But also on that same patreon.com/OVP podcast, we offer, on the $5 tier, which is the highest tier, there's no like smell.
The highest there is.
There's no smell my underpants tier for $106.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, like meet us at a convention tier.
No,
or anything like that.
You don't want to meet us. We're not that exciting in real life.
Yeah.
$5.
We want to meet guys that talk over wrestling.
You're going to be disappointed.
It would be really sad.
Ask Richard Land. It's not that great.
Yeah.
But for $5 a month, you get all the canon stuff we just mentioned. That's 82 to 85 and the pluses. But we've also done an audio show of every WWF pay-per-view in order, starting with the first WrestleMania. The most recent one that came out this month is WrestleMania 13.
Mm.
We made it all the way up to mid-97. You can get all of those on the $5 tier, but here's the skinny, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the scoop. There's a free trial option on our Patreon.
Yeah. You don't have to pay a nickel.
Not even a nickel.
Not even a dime or
anything.
A penny.
Never drew a dime. Don't pay a dime. All you have to do is hit the start free trial button. You will get a free week of everything.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You don't have to keep it. You don't have to pay. If you're not going to do it because you're like, I don't want to support these assholes. I just want the free stuff. Right.
Podcasters. who does that?
Some wonderful fans do.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to, sign up for the free trial, get the stuff you want, and then cancel it, okay?
Right.
But if you're open to the idea of, oh, every month I get a couple of new things,
mm-hmm.
and there's this whole archive of content.
Archive.
Be my guest. Be our guest, okay? So patreon.com/OVP podcast.
Still getting used to the desk there.
The different desk. The other thing we do is a a non-wrestling show. It's called Acid Wash Memories.
Very non.
Very non. And it comes out every single Monday. The most recent two episodes were vault episodes, meaning we pulled up old stuff because of the moving.
Yes. And to get all this set up.
But I am happy to say that coming out on Monday the 11th for episode 62 of Acid Wash Memories is a new episode. And we are going to run through must-see TV.
It's a big one.
Yeah, NBC's famed sitcoms and dramas.
Canon.
Yeah, the NBC canon. We're shooting over there. So that's all. Quinn, speaking of canons, a new week in our canon means a new week in the calendar. What do we have for August 9th?
August 9th.
Yes, sir.
August 9th. Well, we're getting deep in this thing.
Yeah, we're getting towards the end of it.
Okay. So we have notable legend of the squared circle, Claire Peller, on the 4th, back in 18-something.
Do I say it now?
Yeah.
Now?
Mac Rivera on the 6th.
Okay.
As well as Dino Bravo.
Oh, I like him. Yeah. Big fan.
And also born in the 1800s, probably Lord Hayes on the 8th.
He was not. You stop it, you
old,
silly.
Very old man.
One in the 20s or 30s or something. Anyway.
You're a dirty old man.
You're a dirty old man. Folks, we're going to get back into the arc that we have going on here. We have the Paul Orndorff.
Orndorff.
Situation.
Oh, God, him.
Ken Resnick's going to talk about it all. And something with the machines, hopefully.
Yeah.
So,
are they going to wrestle on this show?
I hope so.
They said they're in America now. And
yeah, they're here now. They're allowed to wrestle.
They've converted over to their new manager.
Yep. And Rebel Dick Slater is here now, don't forget.
Yeah, nobody cares about
that.
Cares. That's going to be like a month or something, isn't it?
No, he's there for like a year.
What?
Well, yeah. Without any further ado, let's bring up the scope. 3, 2, 1, scope. There it is. We're in business here, baby. Everything seems to be working in the new studio.
It's all up and running.
We've got a window.
I can see out the window. I'm not like 50 feet from it. So like if something goes down, I know what's going down now.
We have a real roof, not a pitched roof.
We're not in an attic anymore.
Or a loft.
What?
Huh?
You can admit it's an attic now that you're not there anymore. Come on.
Without any further ado, it is time for WWF Championship Wrestling. This is for August 9th, 1986.
Okay. I can't wait for this opening to go away.
A few more weeks.
Yeah.
Cut. Hello everyone, and welcome to Championship Wrestling and There's the wrestling.
Welcome to the wrestling.
Bruno Sammartino. He loves it. Look how much he loves us. Bruno's like,
he's just about done here.
He hates it. Paul Wonderful. How are those fans going to react? They're probably boom. This is with Bobby Heenan again. Greg the Hammer Valentine and Brutus Beefcake. Good. That means Johnny V will be here. What is he going to wear today? Another good tag team.
Still going after the titles, says Vince.
Good. However, let's go up to ringside. Okay.
Okay. Off to ringside we go.
Off to ringside. Who is that? Mario Mancini? Can't see. Yeah,
why is this episode so blurry for some reason?
It's very blurry.
The bit rate on this is trash.
It's true. A referee looks like
you can see the blocks, Joe.
And Bit Patrick. Who's he fighting?
Hulk Hogan? Oh, is it Orndorff?
Oh, it's Orndorff.
Remember this? This is the first week of this, huh?
Yeah.
By his manager, Bobby the Brain Heenan.
This is such a funny idea.
It's such a dicky heel move, and I love it.
But he's the real Hulk Hogan, Joe, according to him.
Yeah, like, what is that? He just uses his music just to be an asshole. I really like that.
It's a good idea.
What do you think of Bobby's, like, I'm a CEO of a company outfit here, like at a golf trip?
He's about to go to golf or something because he has
no tie on. Yeah, I don't like it that much.
But this is totally, the whole point of this, right, is like, it's that reaction where there's a pop at the beginning, which is what Mr. Wonderful wants.
Yes.
But then everyone's tricked.
Because remember he was like, I've never heard the fans be nice or whatever, like a year ago.
And now, he's doing the Hulk Hogan ear thing.
So he's just ripping off Hulk Hogan.
What is he doing there, says Bruno?
What is that? What is all this mean?
Hey, not Hulk Hogan. What is this?
What is the meaning of all this? Oh, he attacked Mancini from behind here, right before the bell. And into the turnbuckles he goes. I have a feeling, Quinn, call me zany. I feel like Orndorff's going to win this match.
He might.
You think he's got a shot?
Well, maybe the Hulk Hogan music's unlucky, or maybe... Dick Vatrick will screw him over here.
Very, very difficult referee.
Vic Vatrick.
Vic Venom, the referee. Yeah. Oh, shit. Piledriver already?
That's it? Okay, no fucking around?
No, he threw him to the... Shut up, Fink.
Coming Fun day.
Free bottle of A1 steak sauce if you join us here in Sausages. Sorry. There's a tricky tray happening at the Willowbrook Middle School.
If you get the number 6 tray, you win a popsicle.
You can get your choice of sherbet. fuck. What is it?
What is he gonna beat him?
I don't understand, bad guys. What does this mean?
Why does he just pin him? No, that's unfair.
You shouldn't do that to the guy. Oh, he's rubbing his face in the mat.
Face.
Let him feel your sweat.
Wow, Bobby giving tips over here.
What? Does he really need tips at this point in his career?
Well, remember how Bobby thinks he's like the best wrestler ever or something?
Is Bobby just...
Never won a title.
Is Bobby just more being like a hype man at this point?
What is that? Bobby is like the Mike Francesa of managers where he thinks he has like...
My career.
Like he thinks he... Like Mike Francesa, I swear, thinks he could coach like a professional football team.
No, he does. Like, he thinks he could. Yeah, like, he could have coached football. Yeah, 100%.
Like he could. Like he's calling the plays and shit.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, so I do it.
RB sweep.
Remember the Dave Browner. Okay, I could have done better than that. Right. That type of thing. Well, are we still going with this?
Do you think Mike Francesa plays Madden because then that's how he would like learn the plays, right? I mean, how else would you like know?
A video game? I don't play those, right? How much does that cost?
Yeah. How much it cost?
How much is it? Face?
Face? Is it face?
Face?
Yeah, but he's so... Mike is so rich, he's like distorted from normal costs. Like if you told him something was like $1,000, he'd be like, oh, that's it?
Probably.
Like he's so like off the map on like what normal people have.
You're probably right. Look at that, a pile driver by Orndorff on the shiny blue mats. Orndorff. I'm not really.
It's very dark.
This is very long.
Yeah. he only needed to like just beat him in like 5 seconds. But I think he's trying to milk the heeldom here. I think that's what this is. Because this is really his first wrestling appearance since turning heel.
It is, yeah. There's a lot of milk, Quinn.
He's just trying to be a big douchebag out there.
Harvey Milk.
Get them to boo him. Yeah, I'll say this. He's got heat. People are booing.
They hate him.
They're real pissed.
I mean, he was out of line.
Yeah.
You could say whatever you want if Hogan was like, should have taken the phone call. But come on now.
But I'll tell you this. I know.
Come on
What is
now.
That? Did he just get counted out? Did Vic... count him out? Bobby's in the ring already.
Bobby, let's see.
He piledrived him outside.
Well, that'll hurt. Whistle. Whistle.
Yeah, he's out, man.
They're calling him the Whistle. Yeah, Mark Mancini's out. It looks like Orndorff is going to win this one on a count out. Look at that girl.
American made hat.
Visor.
Yeah,
if you
visor.
Will. Very visor. Advisor.
We go play volleyball with the Hulk.
We'll play volleyball.
Yeah.
All right. So Orndorff won. I'm shocked.
Hulk Hogan definitely plays volleyball, right? I mean, he's a beach guy.
Well, he's from Venice Beach, California.
You would think he knows how to play volleyball pretty well.
Think, yeah, and surf.
Yeah, surf. Like, what are Hulk Hogan's like alternative sports? Like volleyball, surfing, stuff like that.
Do you think he plays pool?
Miniature golf?
Mini golf. Yeah. Does he play billiards?
It seems like something he would do, but I don't know. That's pretty low down for the whole. Everything's on the up and up with the Hulkster, right?
Okay, so you don't.
There might be gambling or something if you're playing billiards.
Never. Hulk Hogan.
Do you ever think it's weird that those like billiard halls where if you step in, like maybe you just wanted to play like with a friend or something, right?
Yeah.
When you go to them, there's all these dudes in there that you know just are always there, probably, and they're most likely gambling. And, like, no one does anything about
it. Is this based on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No, it's based on, like, every... I've been in other billiard halls before. It's, like, it's pretty shady in there. Like,
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Like, every single one I've ever been in... Because I've been in multiples at this point, and I was like, they always seem shady.
We used to have one in our town. We don't anymore.
Yeah, that one was shady, dude.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
All right, wait, hang on.
Hey, Bobby's on the mic. All right, let's take what'd he say?
He said goo. It was the new Mr. Wonderful.
You want Hogan?
So do we.
So do we.
Ah, they're calling out Hogan.
Okay.
Naturally, I mean, they're going to want to fight.
I mean, isn't that the whole point of this shit?
The Hulk, yeah. Oh, I have a disc.
Oh, the set's falling apart.
As documented, starting on page 15 in the latest edition of the World Wrestling
Magazine,
journalists address the subject of martial arts. And do they have a place in professional wrestling? Apparently.
What the
Tiger
hell is
Chun-Li,
this show?
CB Afi, King Tonga, The Magnificent Morocco.
Don't bring up Don Morocco in
it. He's a master, Joe. The dark arts.
Very dark.
And they're incorporating of the martial arts and professional
so
wrestling.
So karate's allowed now in WF?
I think it's a hot button issue.
This is the good karate, the nice karate.
Yeah, Steamboat does nice karate.
Let's listen.
Okay. Yes, I believe that the martial arts can be used, it should be used
I believe
in the
my
WWF
hair is bad, too.
As
horrible.
Long as you stay within the guidelines of the rules of the Federation. There are certain
the
things
Federation.
That you're not allowed
What's
to use,
him in
such
this,
as
the territory,
to use your fingers and hands to thrust
yeah,
it upon someone's throat,
he said
to use your fingers
times.
And hands to thrust it upon someone's lower floating ribs. These can hurt somebody
wanna,
very, very seriously.
It's serious.
But as long as you stay
rib.
Within the
floating.
Rules of the Federation,
it's a real thing, Quinn.
And has helped me
Federation.
Out a lot. I do believe that they could be
My
used
hair looks like a Lego man. Hi.
The Dragon, Ricky Steamboat, with his utilization
yeah, looks like there's
of the
like glue holding bangs on.
It's not good.
Oh, there's our
you
guy.
Know, the World Wrestling
Keith
Federation.
Richards?
Forget it, Buster.
Forget it, Buster.
For update, I'm Gene Okerlund.
What even was that?
He hit his thumb on like something he was like,
yeah.
doing under the... I guess he was like hammering something, maybe.
That's an inopportune time to be doing that.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. They don't respect him.
Oh, Terry Gibb and Dave Barbie.
Oh, nice. The fans are all happy.
Yeah, but it's Tito and Pedro.
Why are they so excited for Tito and Pedro? Well, this is the time to not talk about this, right?
Correct. So, sorry. Yeah,
Tito loves Elizabeth's sign again.
He
That's
doesn't.
Not even the story.
He's never even said that.
That's never happened
not
once.
Not once. I'm just... Listen. I can't deal with this team.
Yeah?
Because I know that they don't matter as a team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, Terry Gibbs. Oof, looks like a furniture store salesman.
Yeah.
That's my main problem. If anyone's new and they're like, why do these guys hate Pedro? Because we've been watching since 82 and
he's never been good.
He doesn't do anything
ever.
On the weekly.
Quite ever.
And he hasn't mattered since he was IC champion and he wasn't even good during that.
You mean that reign of terror where he just never
right.
defended the title
right.
or anything?
Now, we like Tito. Let's be clear. We like Tito, but not yet. He's not that good here.
He still has not, even that IC title run, he just was not... What is this?
Ooh.
You ask me, do you? You ask me, what do I think of these two
they
compared
stink.
To who? Valentine and Beefcake, there's no comparison.
Agreed.
The number one tag team in the WWF right now is, in fact, Brutus Beefcake, and still is Great yeah. Hammer Valentine.
I don't know about number one.
Not even close. Maybe the Hart Foundation or something.
Bulldogs.
Or maybe that new Japanese team is the number one.
True.
You never
True.
Know.
Yeah. That was actually pretty cogent for him.
Yeah.
To be fair, Gibbs and Tito
I would say though,
up here.
Valentine and Beefer, they're firmly mid at this point.
They're like the number four team or something.
Maybe three.
I don't even know about that.
Mm.
Bulldogs, Hart
yeah, well,
Foundation.
The Killer Bees are definitely below them.
I don't, not in the rank. Shut up, Fink. Heinz 57 sauce. All right, so we got Gibbs and Tito going at it.
I like ice cream.
It's flavored with coriander. Lock up here, no one going anywhere, much like the teams in the ring. Gilberto Roman will be our referee. Nope. Yeah, I'm not...
You know what I was telling you this. I had this weird thought. Since I can't convey it in an Acid Wash episode, a Pedro match seems perfect for it.
What's that?
Do you ever wonder about like where they place like
Duck Under by Tito.
Weird strip malls like just in the middle of nowhere?
Such oh, you'll be talking about that eventually, I'm sure.
Oh, you think we could do an episode on that?
I don't know, but...
I had this whole, like, discussion
you have a whole
with you.
George Costanza-esque.
It just bugs me sometimes where they're,
Why?
Like, literally in the middle of nothing. And I'm just like, how did someone get the financing for this? How did major corporations like Dunkin' Donuts place a business in one of these things? Because
if
they're, like, literally in the woods.
There's no strip malls in the woods!
Some of them
Don't
are literal carve-outs out of the woods, and they're on a street of nothing, or just warehouses or something.
But other people, well, warehouses have workers. Workers are people. People
right.
buy coffee.
But I feel like it's still not enough for a business of the caliber of Dunkin' Donuts to stake its flag on it. But yeah, they do that shit.
There's people that are making these decisions that ostensibly know what
Joe's
they're doing.
Bagel Shop.
My bagel shop?
Yeah, I just mean anybody. Anybody's name.
Apparently I'm opening a bagel shop. Anyway, Barbie...
Would you open a bagel shop if given the opportunity?
What opportunity
is
that?
Say you had some seed money to open like a small business. Bagel shop? What do you think would work?
Got to get up early. Oh, roll up there by Pedro O'Connor style, and that got the win. And
that's it. Good.
I mean, back to my business ventures in a second
magical
here. But
seed money. Okay, you have.
And I'm opening a bagel shop. Is what you're saying?
You got $500,000, and that's because
from who?
From the business people.
Peter
Thiel. They're like, we think that's not a lot of money to open a business. Actually, like,
$500,000 is plenty of money to open a business.
To completely start from scratch? I don't know.
You
can
scratch
it's
with
really
that.
Expensive.
It depends on what you're doing.
But anyway, okay.
I own a furniture store.
$250,000 to start a business. $250,000.
All right, Matthew Lesko.
Okay.
Yes. Do I have to read about the government programs in your new book or something?
You might. What business would you start? Like just some local business,
Why
obviously.
Am I starting a business? I don't want to.
Because you got to get in that strip mall,
Joe. I already
Joe.
Do a business, Quinn.
What, you'd have a podcast studio in a strip mall?
Wait, stop bringing up strip malls. All right, here's Ken Resnick while we ponder that thought.
Boston Garden. Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik.
His voice.
The Hart Foundation. Brett the Hitman Jim. The Anvil.
Brett the Hitman Jim.
Number one contenders.
That's what they're known as. The Hitman and Jim.
The British Bulldogs. Ricky the Dragon.
Bulldogs.
Jake the Snake Roberts. Back in the ring. The two men.
He's good. I don't care.
Absolutely no love lost.
Ian said he was good, and I trust Ian Riccaboni.
Ian's a broadcaster. I'm looking straight at you right now. Give me a break.
Ooh. Wow.
You're like miles ahead of him.
Don't be nice,
Quinn. What a big night it's going to be, baby, when the Macho Man and the Adorable.
Remember that big team coming up, Adrian and Macho Man Savage.
It's all right.
I'm fine with it.
Look how they are.
Adrian.
They get along.
Yeah, right there, right between your eyes.
Wrong still. It's not even... Wait, why is Adrian not in the frame?
Why is Macho jeans on?
My Levi's here.
My Lee's.
Lee, it's not the same company.
Macho Man would wear the alternative, the Lee's, instead of Levi's.
I like these better. Fit my pockets.
No, I don't admire him at all.
I'm special. I don't shop the big brands.
I don't need Levi's, okay? A Wrangler.
Lee is better.
No dungarees for me.
Look at Adrian with the nice red hair.
Yeah. This is casual attire, no dress.
No, just shirt. Okay, what's his problem now?
What would you like me to say? Would you like me to say we're going to lay down and let Hulk Hogan and the retard run over us? No, I'm not there. I doubt it.
1986.
It's going to be whatever you want to call it, but it's going to be on the winning team, and the winning team is going to be Savage and Adonis. Now we're not
Savage.
Is he referring to George Steele?
Yes.
He knows how to talk and stuff. Like,
he can say a few words. Yeah.
He's an animal. I thought like he's not supposed to. I thought his mouth is physically incapable.
Right. He doesn't know.
It's not that he's dumb.
No, he's fine. Who's this?
Weighing 222 pounds.
Shut up.
Out of here.
Who's Mark Fabian?
Macho Man.
Oh. Pfft.
Well, this is over.
This jerk is losing.
Again, depends. Is Fabian going to, like, try?
He might.
Whoa, Miss Elizabeth. I've never seen that outfit before.
She's got only one sleeve. Oh, what is this? What happened to her?
She has, like,
a
side cape.
It's a side cape. Robin from a Batman comic book.
Wow, they're doing it, Joe. They're changing Miss Elizabeth's, like, look, like we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
One sleeve at a time, apparently.
Wow.
She looks very pissy today in kayfabe, I mean.
What is this outfit on Macho Man?
No one is trying, is what this is. What is this?
He's got a leopard print duster on.
Dressed like Bret Michaels. What is this?
I love it.
Hey, Dan Davis, referee!
Oh, he's back,
on
finally.
Championship.
I think we're finally back, Joe.
Thank God. I missed him.
Man, I'm digging this Liz change here.
Yeah, she looks good. Macho Man number one, proud like bed sheet is written on there.
Well, Macho Man bring that bed sheet just now, the whole coup thing.
Yeah, good point.
They're just following his cue.
Very cue.
Now all we need now is the Miss Elizabeth like hair change we talked about. Like the outfits are already not the like the typical like she had like 17 of the same dress just like, in different colors.
What is a movie star like that era?
Yeah, and just like gloves with them, and she got
Randy. Now
she's got like Vanna White shit on. Like what's going on?
Kind of. Now I gotta say, Dan Davis with good hair the rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Normally, Danny Davis has the any era, his hair stinks, but it's pretty good here.
Doesn't he get a mullet like in 87 or something? Like more mullety haircut?
Maybe like puffy. Maybe puffy. Yeah, puffy.
More puff.
David Puffy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are we doing here?
This is non-title. Okay, title's on the line.
In case you guys...
Well, Fabian didn't earn a title shot here.
I don't think he did. I've never
seen... Fabian?
Well, Fink said Fabian, but the thing said Fabian.
So Macho's just going to wrestle with the do-rag on. That's cool.
Apparently so.
Yeah. That's always his thing where he, the disrespectful, yes, doesn't take off his that, stuff.
That's
thing.
What it is, right? Yeah. He's supposed to be like, oh, I don't need to do this to be you, you piece of shit. Oh, look at that front face lock on the mat there. On the
it's
wrestling.
Also a prop that's there for, like, if he were to fight someone better, they take it off him, and then they're like, ooh, he took off the...
Yeah.
He took his... He hit his do-rag off or whatever.
Remember when Hogan wore his glasses? It was kind of funny.
Yeah. Remember when he had that weird hair from the... Three Ninjas movie or whatever.
And then Savage stole it in the match, remember?
Yeah, it's good.
It is good. Warwick, Rhode Island. Dionne Warwick won't be there.
That was such a weird event for WCW because it was also like, not only was it Hulk was in the middle of filming that thing with the hair and everything.
Yeah, the hair
but
movie.
On top of it was the contractual like Slim Jim pay-per-view where like Macho Man has to be in the main event or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, like there was some weird Slim Jim contract.
What a great company they were and really well run.
Well,
WCW. They didn't lose money.
I got to ask you a question about that, though.
They did really well.
If Macho Man had stayed in the WWF, right, obviously his Slim Jim contract had, like, progressed when he went to WCW. I wonder if, like, maybe that was...
Elbow! Nailed it, beautiful.
We know that came from Slim Jim. It did not come from WCW. So I'm wondering if Slim Jim would have demanded the same thing from, like, you know, 94, 95 era WWF. Like, would they have said no?
I have no idea. I don't know if they ever would have sponsored a WWF pay-per-view or not. But the contract was with the World Wrestling Federation. And then when Savage left, body slam again on Fabian.
I just gonna do it again.
They ran Bam Bam and Diesel in those ads for a while. And then when the contract ran out...
They were like, we need Macho Man.
Yeah, so that's how it ended up over there. It wasn't when Savage left, he took it with him. People, like, wait, can I just say, people think like Vince was only pissed...
Because
when Savage left,
Slim Jim money.
But like WWF had the contract.
Right.
There was no indication when Savage left that the contract was gone. They simply gave the commercials to Bam Bam and Diesel.
But clearly they wanted Macho Man.
Yeah, after like, the contract was up,
they very quickly like skedaddled over to where's the Macho Man.
Well, they probably checked whatever metric they were using and saw that Savage's commercials did better.
Right, and they were just like, where does he work?
Right.
Okay.
That's all it was. But it wasn't, people think that for some reason, that Vince was pissed only because Savage took the contract. But that's not what happened.
I actually don't think from Slim Jim's perspective that putting a demand in the contract that their sponsor be in the main event of a pay-per-view that they're sponsoring is like that outlandish or crazy.
What do you think the main benefit of Savage won, if you're on the audio? What do you think the,
Wait, pause it. We have to talk about Slim Jim here.
What's the main benefit of that?
The main benefit is that their sponsor is like on the top of the card and on all the posters and all that bullshit. Right?
I guess you're right, but like their name's still going to be all over. What does it matter if Savage is getting a world title shot or not?
It just ties inconsistency to their commercials. They're like, because think about it this way: if the guy that's in the main event of the show is in your commercials that are on regular TV, you're like, he's important, right?
And that's fair,
if he's the like to people who do not watch WCW that don't know anything, they might think, oh, Macho Man must be the most important big guy in WCW.
Okay.
Right, even if he isn't.
Fair enough.
Right?
Okay. Let's see what Kenny has to say here.
I have been informed that as of late, the manager, Classy Freddie Blassie,
this
Iron Sheik Nikolai Volkov, has been involved in some very serious... in what I understand to be very secretive negotiations.
Well, right. I mean, he has the right to privacy.
Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov to come out, be our guests, and perhaps
Kenny,
Nikolai Volkov
you.
Shed some light on just exactly what is going on
business.
With Freddie Blassie. Now, what kind of negotiations is your manager suddenly involved in?
I hope Sheik also talks.
You can do it in Arabic.
Now, wait a minute. I don't understand Russian. A lot of the fans don't. Now, what did you say in English, please?
Because it's not your business.
Yeah.
Mr. Freddie Duke.
So loyal.
Very good.
Very loyal. Very crony.
Well, Iron Sheik, let me ask you, can you at least give us a little...
Ken, I respect you, then goes into Arabic.
Yes.
He's involved in.
Well, I think Nicola tells you enough. You didn't say anything. You know what I said?
No, I don't, if you'd be so kind.
Let me explain to you what I said.
Being very polite.
From John F. Kennedy Airport to the Olympic City, Los Angeles. Any airport I go, lollary kids, 5 years old,
oh, kids.
6 years
them.
Old, 7 years old, they come to me, they said, Sheik, your cartoon is the best.
Yeah!
The Sheik cartoon, not the Hulk Hogan cartoon.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Every intelligent American know the referee was his cousin that night, Madison Square Garden.
Still pissed about it.
Well,
but intelligent
I'd be
American,
pissed.
They wants to be like the Sheik.
See,
a
Hulk Hogan wants to be like our Sheik.
Don't interrupt me, change the subject.
Don't interrupt,
every
change the subject. Just cut him off again.
And today we learned that Dick Kroll is Hulk Hogan's cousin.
Yeah.
Hey, John V. Hi, Christian Ouellette.
He's just wearing his, like, I don't give a shit outfit. Like,
that's most of his clothes.
Yeah.
This whole team is in I don't give a shit mode
right now. We have sunk far here. Valentine's like, can I just wrestle singles again? Like, fuck this shit.
Can I be back with Jimmy Hart, please?
Yeah. Can you give me my manager back?
Yeah. I think this is why when I saw WrestleMania 3 for the first time, I'm like, these guys don't fucking matter. Like, yeah. Who are these bozos, you know?
It goes on and on and on and on.
I know. It does. Oh, I like him.
That. That's
don't
a winner
him.
Right there.
He is.
Oh,
and Paul
wow.
Roma.
Romy Aroma.
The youth movement and the bowel movement right there, team.
Paul Roma from, remember he was on the dating game.
Yeah,
recently.
Australian Crikey. Oh,
Crikey.
It was horrible. It was a horrible, awkward thing.
I think he got the girl, though, right?
He did.
He got the girl he wanted.
And her teeth. All right, nice hug there for Valentine, but not Beef. Jack.
Yeah, that's because Johnny V knows that Greg Valentine is the team. And he also knows he doesn't really manage him.
No, he's on loan.
Yeah.
Why do the bees have to talk, though?
And I'm sure you feel the way that I
think
do.
We want to win.
We're contenders, not really.
We'd make them the nightmare team. But analyzing this team, when you look at Greg Valentine, you look at a no-frills.
Analyzing? Get him out of here. Come on.
David Cohn. Get out.
What are those blue roosters on their chest? What is this?
Tag team titles for over 6 months, and anybody that can do that is obviously...
Blue roosters?
I can't make out what's on their chest. It's stupid.
Every interview by the bees is like, win.
We're good.
It's horrible. Yeah, great. That was very insightful.
Get him out of here.
Lock up by Hunter and Buffcake. John Valentine sucks.
I think Rick Hunter could beat Brutus Beefcake in a one-on-one match.
I think
so. I'm not even kidding.
Not Valentine, but Beefcake.
Yeah.
Yes. He's got old man strength.
Yeah.
Nice tag that Roma could beat Beefcake, I think.
Yeah, that too.
Can we
follow? Romeo Roma.
Romeo Roma. Well, you know, Jim is a very good-looking man here in Biloxi, Mississippi. Can we just finally agree? Paul Roma's not that bad. Like, I'm not saying he's great.
I never said he was bad. I just it's his career is not that big of a deal in the grand scheme.
Yeah,
of
no,
things.
It's not that impactful.
Yeah,
but there seemed to be. I think it's because he was in the Horsemen, and then like Triple H was a big meanie in that DVD.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel that Power and Glory was cut short. That's my main feeling.
They were because Vince got the nasties, so he put them in there instead with the Hart Foundation.
Very upsetting.
Power and Glory was on a tear. They were good, Quinn.
Yeah,
you know
were.
It.
Wait till we get to that in this canon. We'll get to see it all, the whole run.
Less than 4 years, we'll be there for Power and Glory.
I think we'll actually make it to that. I really do.
You think we'll be doing this in 4 years?
Yeah, I think so.
With your help.
I mean, now that we have this huge studio.
Huge.
It's big. It's spacious.
It's not. But that's the point. It's a room.
Look, I can stretch my feet out.
Yeah, no, it's not like we're like...
I'm not
It's not like the wall
here.
Is like right here or anything. Like, there's room.
I have, my stuff's over there. I got a window.
We got lights.
Yeah, we got lights.
It's all soundproof, by the way.
It's much lighter in here when it's dark outside now.
Yeah, it makes it look better, right?
Yeah.
All right, could we with the... Wait.
We need him.
Andre.
I think he said Tony's having a look or something.
That's not Andre the fucking Giant. All right. What were you going to say?
They have passports, he said. That's the proof.
They do. Can't argue
with
that.
They have passports.
Can't fake those, clearly. Valentine in with Hunter, so I think it might be bad news for Mr. Hunter's shoulder
break.
What
does it say on Giant Machine's passport, Giant Machine?
Mr. Giant Machine. Mr. Yeah, I think
sorry,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi. Elbow by Valentine.
It just says, it's a picture of his in the mask. It says Mr. Giant Machine, and then it just says hi in big letters on the and that's the whole passport.
That's it. That's all you need. Figure four coming out. Hunter's gonna take the fall here, the veteran.
You ever think
sometimes
passports are a weird concept, and if you just think about it for two, like in the scope of that, like it's just a bunch of land with imaginary borders, and we need a piece of paper to cross these imaginary borders. You ever think that's like funky and weird?
I've never thought of that.
And, like just from a like an existential concept, like to walk the earth, we need a piece of paper to let us do that.
That'll be coming up next week on S Watch Memories.
Existential thoughts.
Yes.
Like,
and the history of borders.
The history of Earth.
The history of Earth, starring Joe Morata and Michael Quinn. Anyway, Valentine and Beefcake, the Dream Team, won with the figure four.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Valentine had a win because, you know, Beefcake. Oof.
I mean, how many times do I have to show the piece of paper to walk from France to, like, the end of Russia? Like if I wanted to walk.
How often do you do that?
Well, I'm saying if I chose to do that walk. If I said,
I'd
I'm
be very
walk,
surprised.
Walk
if
across Europe through, like, all of Europe and through Russia, maybe down south to China, and maybe then I'll cross a boat to Japan, and I got all these passports.
But you're not even, like, driving more than 5 minutes out of your way.
But this is walking, Joe. This is different. Oh, it's adorable Adrian.
It is. Oh, nice wig.
Yep.
Very pretty.
He's getting combed.
Yep.
JYD, come out here.
Oh, more JYD's opinions on things.
He's a pundit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with a man's tulips. That's just not...
Simply cast like a fallen angel. Well, I'm going to tell you people something.
Do we have anything for this week, or are we just fucking around?
No, I said JYD's coming.
He has dug into his wallet.
Are you sure?
We have come out with a price I don't want to
disclose. Oh, he has a price for his flowers.
Oh, okay.
It is unbelievable, the money we have laid out for a person to watch my back and his too.
Oh,
the
man has never got mind, for a bodyguard.
He's got experience.
Now, who could he possibly get?
Number one
he has experience, Joe.
Uh-oh.
A professional I think I know who it is.
Jack Ruby.
Ace Cowboy.
Oh, it's Ace.
Oh, there we go.
Hi, Daddy.
Now I'm the bodyguard again.
I think you're better than Jack Parr, better than Gunsmoke, the greatest.
Better than Roddy Piper.
I hope not.
I believe you're the man, Daddy. And let me
Daddy.
Tell you something. Bodyguarding is something I know how to do. You don't have to worry about the junkyard dog. You don't have to worry about Hulk Hogan.
And do you think he was a good bodyguard? He's decent, right?
He's not that imposing. I feel like Adrian could fight off people. Well, he's big.
True, true.
But I do have eyes.
It's more funny that that a wrestler on a talk show needs a bodyguard because they're a wrestler.
I know, that was the best
part of it.
It's
like a stupid concept.
It's a heat concept, yeah. What?
Drive defensively and may the Lord be your companion.
There you go. Drive defensively, Joe. Is that where you got it from?
Yeah.
He's Amadeus' play.
Rocky Amadeus, yeah. Volkov and Sheik versus Kirshner and Gurria. I'm not taking the pawn. Still, like, somehow.
No, I don't mind if Kirshner takes the pin.
That's not even what's next.
It's who?
Jim Haley.
Who's this man?
You know who Jim Haley is. What? Mike Sharp!
Claims to be, he said. I don't like that.
He is.
Well, doesn't Dino Bravo also claim
to be? Not yet. No, that's later. Yeah! No,
they should. Why did they not do that match? Iron Mike Sharp, Christina Bravo.
You have to. What is this music?
It's JYD.
Oh yeah,
Lewis Joe.
You have to understand something. Sometimes people do confuse this. Mike Sharp is Canada's greatest athlete.
Okay.
Dino Bravo is Canada's strongest
didn't
man.
Didn't Fink just say he was the strongest?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
Mike Sharp knows his limits, Quinn.
Right.
George Steele, Elephant Arm, and Junkyard Dog.
It's amazing that Iron Mike Sharp literally came from, like, one weird run in the main event against Backlund, and he just never left. Like, he's just been here.
He's just still here, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm just gonna go shut that window, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, no, you let the cold in. I'm coughing there.
Well... Oh. There you have it.
It was like 2 seconds. Don't get all sad.
I'm not sad.
I had a cough. You picked the wrong time.
I did. It was a bad time. Louis Albano here.
Lou.
And George Steele and Mike Sharp are going to start. George
Steele will start
So this is clearly not a very important episode of the show.
No, Ed Haley's here, though.
No, Jim Haley.
Sorry.
Maybe Ed Haley's here, too.
Whatever his name
somewhere.
Is.
Don't check your phone now while we're doing a live broadcast.
I mean, no, that was instinctive.
It's a little dicey.
So I've been watching those Raws.
97 post-WrestleMania.
So I just finished the segment where Brett and Owen and Bulldog reconciled.
You remember St. Michael?
Yeah, remember St. Michael's school?
A teacher that was giving you a
and
hard
Owen
time.
Gets all cryy.
Oh, we'll be talking about this next month for Revenge of the Taker.
But I will
review,
say,
Owen's fantastic.
There is still a lot of shit on Raw that I must admit.
It's horrible!
That is just like, it's phone-inducing.
Oh my God.
It's literally like, I just pull up my phone, and I'm like, I'm just getting through this.
Coming out and stuff, like Honky coming out.
I didn't get no Double J yet. Don't
Jesse
split.
James? Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Okay, yeah.
That one.
I haven't had a Jesse James thing
it
yet.
It stinks.
At least in this session.
I don't know if you got to this, but I'll just forewarn you that AAA guys are still there.
I did get to
in
that.
This run,
that
yeah.
was unfortunate. That was total, like, I literally just screwed around on my phone the entire time.
I don't blame
you. And it
you.
Was so long.
Thumped by JYD on Haley 2, 3.
I swear it was like 20 minutes. Like, they just wouldn't stop wrestling.
No one cared.
Yeah.
JYD and Animal Steel win with JYD hitting Haley.
I'll tell you what. I bet you as a kid, I was not watching that, and I was watching some TV title, like, good shit over on WCW.
I don't remember any of it, so I think I'm with you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We were probably watching, like...
I was probably watching
who
WCW.
Who was TV title champion? Like, Alex Wright or some shit back at that point in time?
Prince Iaukea, wasn't it, during
the
time?
It still was better than that crap. anything TV title or Cruiserweight title was way better than any of that.
I won't disagree. I won't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
Well,
TV title is like secretly one of my favorite championship things ever.
Oh, I loved it, especially in 98.
The whole division
Jericho
is just amazing.
That. Yeah.
Even when it had crap like Alex Wright or whatever, it was still interesting, right?
Sure. Yeah,
that was
no
like,
problem
huh.
with it.
Like it always highlighted people that didn't get enough love, I felt.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Know?
Yeah.
Cuz I think Alex Wright is definitely like an underrated.
He was a wunder
wrestler.
Kid.
Yeah, he was good.
Wunderkind.
Very good.
Now, scooped him.
Remember when Finley was TV champion?
Yeah, it was. Remember the whole Booker T, like.
It was over that.
Remember Rick Martel?
The best of seven thing was because. Oh, look at this, the dancing.
It was like the right to fight Fit Finley,
it
wasn't it?
It was not for the title, yeah. It was like. Fit Finley was a champion, but it was too contested who was, like, supposed to fight him, so they had the best of seven.
That was
series.
Booker and Voldemort?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They
who won
like,
that, Booker?
I think Booker did, yeah.
Remember when he pinned...
He just edged him out. It went to, like,
yeah.
the full
it went
seven.
To seven.
Yeah.
Remember when... Look at this. This is nice. Remember when Booker pinned Bret Hart in WCW in, like, 98 or something just because...
Honestly, that felt like... Why is there, like, 8,000... What is this? Every kid in the audience
it's
now?
It's like the Backlund opening
yeah.
again. What did it feel like? This is... I don't care at all. I'm sorry. We've seen so much
what
of George
somebody
Steele.
In our who listens to us or watches us... was in the ring for this because this is the age they would probably be. No?
I don't know who it would be though.
Yeah,
I don't know who's from.
Oh, look, George is like, this is how you eat the turnbuckle. Oh, look, businessman Freddie Blassie.
I've got some news.
Oh, there's news.
Now the live crowd gets to know.
As of now,
okay.
As of now, I have sold one half of the contract.
He has sold. Okay.
And Nikolai Volkov. That's right. It's a bomb. But I've got more money. It's in the bank. McMahon, it's in the bank. You said to let you know.
What's he going to buy the WF?
The under my name. More money than any wrestler or any
That's
promoter.
For the retirement fund, Joe.
Yeah, he's got to move.
Wrestling, and it was given to me by this man.
Who's this?
Right here. Come on out. Don't be bashful. His name is Slick. Come on out.
Slick.
Say his name.
Look at this guy.
He looked very stylish.
Very. Wow.
Tag team encounter is scheduled.
Look at that.
Fake. Just proceeding.
Yeah. Look at the Slick here.
Fred Blassie.
He's.
And the co-manager, Slick.
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 Give me a break.
Give me a break.
What's his problem?
Look at his hat. Look how stylish this guy is.
Is that a leather hat?
It's a leather red, like fishing hat or something.
Fantastic. So, look how happy this team is.
They love it. All of it's great.
Nikolai
Nikolai Volkov.
See, the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov are so valuable that half of them is worth a ton of money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Now, he didn't mention about Hercules Hernandez, though. I'll have to find out.
Well, we'll see.
Entourage, request that you
entourage.
Is Slick going to talk?
Slick kissed the Iranian flag.
Good.
Oh, and the Soviet flag.
He's into it.
He loves them.
Now, do we get to hear from Slick?
I don't know. I take the hat off, Slick.
Yep.
The respect. This is so Healy. I love it.
I love it.
It's so dumb.
Look, Blassie's singing.
Yeah, good.
What a farewell tour for Fred Blassie.
Fred
this
Blassie
has been.
Really, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
His 84 to 86 has been great.
He's been amazing.
I know.
He said, I'm going to go out on top, baby.
He did, man. Forget about USA, Sheik said.
Oh, really? He's been so respectful. Really.
I know. Where the fuck? Oh, yeah. Wait.
These guys stink.
Gurria gets to come down the aisle
That's unfortunate.
As if he fucking matters.
Look at this idiot. He stinks, Joe.
We gave him a chance about a year ago when he debuted, and it's been bad. Yeah. There's just no way around it.
Out with the King of Greece or whatever this guy is. What's it?
It's from New Zealand.
Sorry.
It's very close to Greece.
Yeah. Can I walk there on my world travels?
Sure, yeah, you can walk there.
I'm going to need a passport.
Yeah, you would. All right.
The
Foot Bridge. Gurria and Kirshner banging the Sheik and Volkov into each other.
I don't like that.
Not very respectful.
Now, if you win this, you go up the rankings. Is that what this is? A ranking?
This is the bottom of the barrel.
Is this a
right
rank
now
match?
No, there's no ranking.
Ranked match.
If you beat, if you lose to Gurria and Kirshner, you should get fired.
That's true.
Slick, look at that. So Slick is his name, huh?
Slick is now in the World Wrestling Federation.
Okay. It always saddens me when I see Corp because
he's a waste of time.
No, well, yeah, but because he's got such a great look, and then he's just like, he gets in there and he's like punchy, and he's like, I'm in the thing.
He's just junk.
Very sad.
You know what? They should have done the gimmick that they did with Sergeant Slaughter with Corporal Kirshner. That would actually make more sense.
What gimmick?
Where he's like a sympathizer, like
a heel. You mean?
Yeah, like
he's
skipping
ahead, Michael, to the Power and Glory era.
Yeah, like he switches sides or something. Like it would have worked with him.
Who does he sympathize?
Iron Sheik. He turns.
Why would he side with a round?
Because just to get heat.
Because he sucks.
Yeah.
Like, maybe people care about me if I.
He's in the fatigues with the pointy boots.
Yeah, he's fatiguing. All right. Yeah. Look at this. So. Fred Blassie about as happy as I've ever seen him, Quinn.
Well, I mean, he's just sitting on a barrel of cash right now.
He is, and Slick looks to be...
Look at this maneuver by Archie.
Yeah.
Helped by Freddie Blassie.
Look at that.
Maybe he's showing Slick the ropes. Okay, this is how you cheat.
Literally the ropes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like...
this
like,
is
Slick is just
white
like...
white rope, a red rope, a blue rope.
Yeah, this is like the first day at work, and Freddie Blassie's kind of like excitedly showing how it works.
This is the break room.
Yeah.
That's Jeff from HR. Fuck her.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. You know what I mean. What are the... Text message from a random, like, 60680.
That seems legitimate.
Oh, registration is open for a two-night boating pass at my...
That sounds completely in...
local high school.
Completely legitimate.
Yeah, it is, Quinn.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
I heard recently it was our 20th anniversary.
Yeah!
I don't know if I'm going
to... I got that message, too. I don't know if I'm
going to... I did not respond, but...
About all the people I want to still see from high school, I do. That'd be you. And one other of our friends.
That's all the people.
Truthfully. Oh, inside cradle, but Gurria, 1-2. No, Volkov in. Oh, but Kirshner's right there. Jack Lotz, the referee, by the way.
Wait, what's going on here?
It's heating up. Okay. Volkov threw the inside cradle back over. Slick was on the outside distracting. 1-2-3. Hey, Gurria took the pin.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go.
Let's take it.
So do you think it's worth going into a 20th anniversary? I want to ask the fans, is it like have any value people who have gone to these?
Let me ask you a question.
I did not respond on purpose because
I didn't
want to get roped into something.
Who sent it to you? Ashley? Katie?
Amanda?
Amanda who?
I didn't recognize the last name because I guess somebody got married, but...
Here, show it to me if you don't want to say it. When you get it. So a big win here for the Sheik and Volkov as the Slickster. Oh, that's, Ashley. She sent me mine as well.
Okay.
the question I was going to ask you is, did you like high school? There you go.
Yeah.
Do you want to see certain people again?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. If you go,
it
I'll
really
go.
Depends, though. Like, if they're go, the people that I would care to see were actually going.
If you go, maybe I'll go.
Yeah,
I wasn't going.
Well, the
to,
thing, see, here's the thing that's so touch and go about it. If you think
very
about
touch,
it,
yeah,
it's like because you don't know the people going, it like it could yeah. be people you don't want to run into. So it's like risky, right? It's
yeah.
Like that's there's like people you definitely want to see again,
yes,
right? But there's also people you never want to see again.
What if so Mike Tenay is there? I don't want to see Mike Tenay.
Yeah, Mike Tenay. Yeah,
you know what
there.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
cheese
know.
Breath.
Cheese breath.
Yeah.
Here's
what if he was there?
I did say hi to him.
We went to high school with Ken Resnick.
Principal Ken Resnick.
Yeah.
Finally, tonight's the night.
I wonder if teachers would be there though. That would be interesting.
I think they go. I don't fucking know.
The rebel Dick Slater.
Don't
battle a strong man.
Miss Myers or something.
Stop.
Ted Arcidi.
Strong man. Tony Ellis. Ted Arcidi. Isn't that the infamous bad match? Atlas and Arcidi. I forget which.
Did that happen at a live event? That it was bad.
It's either MSG or Boston or something.
Be considered number one contenders and guaranteed a shot.
He does talk weird.
Hi,
oh boy.
He does this thing where he's like, and then he'll do the British Bulldogs.
Yeah,
like all like low.
It is a weird cadence.
In the battle for the heavyweight championship tonight.
They're going to whisper and then the
war. Adorable Adrian.
Battle
for the tonight.
Why does Hulk love him? Like he interviews with him more than anybody.
He likes him a lot.
Killer Ken. Every time
in Mean Gene. Like what is this?
Don't worry about Mean Gene. He's busy.
Like every week Hulk's with this guy. Killer Ken.
Is this like the generic like I don't like Adrian Adonis promo? Yeah.
Yeah.
But this situation is a little different, man.
Why?
Because in Boston, you've seen me busted up, man. You pulled me out of the trenches, all you Hulkamaniacs, and put me right back on top.
Right.
But you know, as I look at the scorecard...
Was he ever on the bottom? He's been the champion for, like, 2 years.
Since he came here.
Yeah. Like I said, I've got the animal on my side. And
I don't really care about this match. We're going to have to see it, aren't we? Like, right after this.
Don't even suggest
Richard,
like that.
We're going to have to.
They've been hyping this shit up for weeks. Macho Man and Adrian versus...
Yeah, I know they have, but... I mean, that's how you hype it, right? That's
right.
How you know that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we shouldn't talk over the champ, huh?
He's going to get his hands on that satin dress of Adonis's because, you know...
I just don't care about this main event.
I just don't like when Hulk, like, picks on Adrian for his fashion choices. I think it's mean.
I mean, if you're... Skirt man.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, like, have you ever seen how Hogan dresses? Like,
I know.
What, what room does he have to talk here?
Yeah, that's true.
George the Animal Steel, like I said. Hey!
Hey!
You can either tame the animal.
George the Animal Steel and Hulk Hogan in a tag team is the most house showy shit I've ever heard of. Like,
so is Adrian and Savage, too, right?
Like, yeah, but the Hulk Steel one, that's like... Way more like this has house show written all over it
because they're not even from the same part.
They're just
of the card.
Both well liked.
That's
like,
all
and
it
it's
is.
Like just it's like big like yay when they come out. Right?
That's all it is. What's oh
tonight?
Okay.
Hulk say.
Oh, it's tonight. Joe.
Hurt
the match. Hurt.
Ready.
Who are we hurting?
Hulk with the evil eye.
Boston just...
Boston.
Just a second away here. CBS.
Yeah.
WCBS.
There's Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners. I to anyone.
Let me tell you something.
Wait,
this
it's over
man,
already?
You and all these millions of people just had an opportunity to witness the most brutal, the most prestigious, and
he
the most
talk,
provocative
Joe.
Tag team tandem in the history of professional wrestling. And mark my words, these guys are going to put more people in the hospital than cancer or high blood pressure.
Whoa.
And don't ever forget that. The Slickster promised
that's
it.
A bold
it'll
statement.
Be the little who?
The Slickster.
The Slickster.
The Slickster.
What? The Slickster? Wow, they established it right off the bat. He isn't Slick is like his Christian name.
Yeah, it's
like
his formal
Slickster
name.
Slickster is his, what he likes to be called.
That's great.
The Slickster, baby.
Next week,
that was a short. What was there three matches? What was
that? Was normal. That was normal.
Well, I just believe to it or not. It, man. That is the big question.
Well, there you go. The Slickster is here, Joe.
The Slickster's talking to you.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing the machines. You may see them and judge for yourself whether or not one of the machines.
Oh, that's great.
Finally.
I don't don't think that's Andre. He's not.
Well, we'll make a judgment ourselves.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Why the Killer Bees?
Killer Bees. So join us, please. Oh, fucking Yixing.
For more exciting fucking action.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, Morocco's corner or whatever. Magnificent
moment.
Magnificent moment.
I can actually relate to Paul Newman and Don
Johnson. Got a haircut.
Very close cropped.
Dealing with the rebel mentality.
Very relaxed today.
Southern mentality.
Oh, you're going to get Dick Slater out here?
New face.
This is not going to go well. Where are they? Brantford, Ontario?
Yeah.
People are going to boo. Let's see.
Rebel Mr. Dick Slater.
There's like no reaction because they don't even know.
Stand up for a second, would you please?
Sir,
like,
anything.
What is this
will you
shit?
Hold us for a second?
Anything.
Boy, you sure look good holding the rebel flag now, don't you?
Oh, I just
you
feel
sure
wonderful.
Look good holding the rebel flag there.
It's just great
this
dealing
is
with
not magnificent Morocco scene.
I'm a Southern boy.
Not at all.
And I know you're going to sit here.
Does Morocco care?
No, he doesn't.
Slater, being from the South. But see, me, I usually hit somebody in the mouth and talk later.
There's like no reaction.
Okay, let's talk about rebels then. What made you a rebel? I've been a rebel all my life. I've come from the South, and I've done a lot of evil things, and I've done a lot of good things. But you can.
He's such a natural heel. It's so weird they made him a face.
Wait. He's a face?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know that? Dick Slater's a face.
I think you said it last time, but I forgot.
He's a face.
That's how much, like, I was like, wait, I thought he's supposed to be a heel.
Right, because Dick Slater is a heel.
Why is he friendly with Don Morocco then? I don't get it.
I think Morocco doesn't care is the point. Yeah. Like, he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Dick Slater. So now that what we have we got to offer here in the WWF, we have a man who obviously has no regard.
A face?
I know.
For the rules, for us, the way it goes.
No, for the way it goes is... Oh, for
some
me.
Some Missy's Manor
and
shit.
You. Let me ask you another question. Sit back down here. Sit back down.
Make yourself perfectly comfortable.
Morocco does not care.
Get that flag out of my face here, son.
Get the flag
out of my face.
The Southern flag looks good right here. May I sit down? May I sit down?
He's acting heely.
I know. Well, he's not because Morocco's a heel, so technically he's not.
I get it, but it's not.
I like that.
I like Morocco better.
I like that he was like... What is it like to be a rebel? It's almost like, what's it like to be a macho man?
Yeah, that
remember?
Was one of the best questions I've ever heard.
Is this your towel? You don't mind, do you?
Hey!
Excuse me.
No reaction.
He's doing heel
you know,
shit.
No, he's not. Morocco is a heel, so it's technically not, remember?
Where you're coming.
This was horrible.
Awful.
Sure get out of here.
I
fade.
Don't need Elias anything.
Oh, that's a nice suit on Gorilla.
Is it? So you know, he is a wedding cake.
Lord.
Get someone that's on oh, the you're so right. What can I watch a match? Oh, shit.
That's true.
What?
We certainly have that
Nessin,
with us
Joe.
This evening. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Duke of Dorchester.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, he's here, Joe.
Yes. Could we?
I've been asking, is he here every week?
I'm going to give you local flair like you never had before because you two geeks don't know what flair's all about.
Okay. Why don't you enlighten us?
I'm going to tell you something. You two look like before and after on elevator shoes. You want to get about 6 feet or you want to go down?
Gorilla left.
Lord, wait a minute. I'm the Duke of Dorchester.
Right.
Lord, you don't have to bow tonight. You can take it easy.
You know what I don't understand about his accent? He sounds like he's from Boston, but also sounds like he's a pirate. Like, it's like very confusing.
It's very thick accent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's so confusing.
Page 4.
Have your work cut out for you.
Who's look, fighting?
I have been in secret mental training. I am just like these muscle-bound geeks you see around here.
You don't have a muscle-bound geek.
Wait a minute.
The mental training. Dick, the rebel Slater.
Dick, the rebel Slater. I have been taking shock treatment.
Week long. Lord Hayes just laughing.
Everyone's laughing.
I am ready. I am prime mentally.
I think we should have taken
some
treatment.
I think so.
Well,
got no teeth.
I love him.
You've got a tremendous record going. 787 defeats and no wins.
And when I do win, I'm going to quit the business.
Whoa.
The challenge will be all over then.
Girls like, can we say
Rebel Dick Slater, all that coming up.
Oh, regional cable.
We just clip to him losing. He's getting his ass whooped
by Dick Slater. They got to be cheering the Duke over Dick Slater
he's
in Boston,
best,
though, right?
Nothing can stop me now because I'm the Duke of Dorchester. What the hell?
We're really getting it?
Yes.
240
Look at it! Look at him. He's the Duke, Joe.
Dorchester, Pete Dorchester.
I'm cheering for him.
Yeah. Just only the Duke of Dorchester.
Mark Eaton's a referee, by the way,
yeah,
very
this
upsettingly.
Doesn't, matter.
There's no way he gets cheered.
Got a rebel cape on. We want the Duke to win.
Hell yeah.
There's Boo.
Oh, thank you, Richard. It was clipped, folks, if you're on the audio.
Come on, Duke.
Elbow misses by the Duke. By Slater. Come on, Duke.
What if Duke wins?
He's not going to win.
You never know.
There's no fucking way.
He's the hometown boy, Joe.
He is. He's going all the way upstairs. It's not
he's not much of a
well.
Boy. He's like a grandpa, but...
Oh, I know. Oh, shit. The Rebel is there. And he threw him
off.
He's
like if your smelly uncle was a wrestler.
Both of these guys are, if you really think about it.
Yeah, but the Duke way more so than Dick Slater.
One's from your mom's side, one's from your dad's side. Yeah. Elbow off the top into a rolling one-legged cradle pin. Ah, shit. Dick Slater got the win.
What if the ref rules after there was, like, cheating or something?
Ooh, this is what I wanted to see, Quinn.
What the hell? Heart Foundation versus Sheik
and Volkov. All right.
Wow, the winner of this is definitely going to be a number one contender.
I think so. Come on, Hearts. Come on, Hearts.
No, Iron Sheik.
You're cheering for Sheik and Volkov.
I love Iron Sheik. He's my boy.
But you like the Heart Foundation.
I do, but...
Hitman and Jim.
I can't root for Sheiky to lose.
You take them, I'll take the Hearts.
I can't root against Sheiky, Joe. Okay. I can't do it.
And I'll be in Scotland before ye. Let's go.
Attraction, one fall with a 30-minute
You can't ask me to root against him.
I will not, but I'm going to root for the Heart Foundation.
The world-renowned doctor of style.
Where is he?
He's right there on the left.
Oh. I was looking at the wrong corner.
He had a different cap on. You didn't recognize him.
No, I was looking at the Heart Foundation like an idiot. I think I was thinking because Jimmy is not there.
Right. Well, that's weird.
Yeah. Maybe he's probably with Adrian.
Oh, maybe because it's heel versus heel, Joe. They told Jimmy just stay back.
Maybe.
So that the people are more heely about Slick being with them.
You might be right.
The Heart Foundation.
Now, did you notice by the way, the announcer called Slick the world-renowned doctor of style.
Huh. They didn't say that on championship.
No, so we have Slickster and Doctor of Style.
A lot of names.
Heart's getting cheered, by the way.
World-renowned.
World-renowned.
I never heard of him until the second.
Big cheer, by the way.
They're getting the face reaction here.
I mean, Bretata. They should, if we're being honest.
I can't even believe they're still with the Bretata. It seems real late for that shit.
It's till like 87 or 8.
Be respectful, Joe.
Respect the Russia or whatever.
Be very respectful.
I would like you all to rise as he sings the Russian national anthem.
Hey, I mean, he's allowed to.
One day they should give him house music to sing over.
You think so?
That'd be cool. Like how in Rocky 4 or whatever.
Rocky, yeah, it was 4. Do you think Brett and Jim attack Nikolai Volkov during a Russian national? I've never seen them do that.
Not yet, at least.
Neidhart getting impatient. Who's the referee? Freddie Sparta, perhaps?
What if we find out that this gimmick was like started here?
I know, that's what I was thinking. So far, respectful, though. So far. Oh
my God, it is started.
They did!
Yeah. Wow, they just literally redid this at WrestleMania 6.
I had no idea. Gorilla. Oh, they attacked him! Those fuckers!
That's really funny.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go. There's the history behind that.
I did not know that. Weird.
That's literally like Jim was probably like, what if we did the spot at WrestleMania where I attack you while you're singing it?
It's okay. You know, you can do that if you want. You know, I'm 40.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Well, I'm like a bad luck, bro.
Don't tell anyone to interrupt. Just tell anyone where to saw.
We never do a Volkov impression, but it's pretty easy. Meanwhile, Boris is American, so he's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, Boris. Fake Russian.
Yeah, it's fine.
He's basically Smash.
Yeah,
Smash is also fake Russian.
Yeah.
Their new manager, Slick.
Yeah,
I've never seen Slick before, so you're going to have to fill me in on some of his
history. Who is this, Mom?
Who is this?
Well, your lordship.
Only your lordship.
The wrestling world is cognizant of the fact that the cheapskate, Freddie Blassie, sold half of his interest.
That makes him cheap.
Why is he cheap? Now he's rich. What do you mean?
Dumbass.
Now, I never would have thought that would have happened.
Listen, he's an older gentleman. He's got to put money away for retirement, Gorilla.
Yeah. He's old. Oh, shoulder up by Volkov on Bretata.
Was Blassie...
Cartwheel by Volkov. Nicely done.
Was Blassie one of those guys that was like part of the sale? Like, meaning, like, he was like, you have to take care of them.
Beautiful dropkick by Brett. No, I don't think he was part. Yeah, it might have been, actually. I think Blassie was.
Because it was weird how they, like, yeah. Until the day he died, he was still, like, involved somehow. They always took care of him.
Blassie, not Albano. No. Blassie, Skulland.
Yeah.
Gorilla.
There were certain people. There was yeah. obvious agreements made.
Yes.
That money needs to keep flowing to these older gentlemen.
Yep. Employed for life, basically. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Brett just snuck the Sheik right out of the ring. The fans seem to be really into these Hart Foundation.
Yeah. I'll say, I always thought, oh, you got a wood chip in there. I always thought that was, like, actually really nice of Vince Sr. that he, you know, there was certain people that were loyal and he...
He asked Vinny to take care of them, huh?
He basically stated in writing, I think, that they're like, you know, if you're going to buy this, here's a couple of people that need to, you can't get rid of, like, ever.
James
like,
Dudley was probably one of them. That yeah. was the Vince Sr.'s and Jr.'s, like, right-hand assistant.
Yeah. And he got it. Yeah. It sounds like he got it for all the people that yeah. he wanted to get it for.
Just uh-oh, adjusting your monitor a little bit there. Okay. That looks better.
Okay.
I'm looking at the
right
the shot of just the two of us.
I see.
And it's better if I do that. All right. So we need a tag to someone here. Is Brett with a boot to the Sheik. He's setting up
is this
something.
Gonna be long?
I'd say about 5 more minutes if I had okay. to guess.
I was just... By the way, they have the pink stripe, so...
Did you see what's
yeah,
left?
Yeah, yeah.
Right
wow,
on the
wow,
nose.
You called it.
Yeah, they do have a pink stripe again. All right, so Sheik and Brett going at it. Here comes Neidhart.
I think they should just keep it because, you know, Hart Foundation.
Hearts are pink?
They're that's the color they are close.
They're colloquial color, if you
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
They're pop culture color.
They're pop culture color because Valentine's.
Yeah, remember Greg Valentine's.
Yeah.
Irish whip by the Sheik coming up here on Brett.
I always thought it was great nice that Greg Valentine is technically in the Hart Foundation because of Jimmy Hart. And
he
like
is a member of the
Valentine.
Hart Foundation. Yeah.
Like, sure. Yeah, I always felt all the. I thought that was like a neat name association.
Do you think like, they realize it? Because I don't. I don't think they realize what they were doing with that.
I think it was just all.
You think it was just very nice?
It was just good.
It was just nice.
Yeah.
So you could see Doc behind you. Look, he's right there, Quinn.
Oh, he's better seen.
Yeah, look at his chin.
I can't see the camera.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have no view of that.
I forgot. You're not getting one either. No, you can see. You can
what,
see.
You get another monitor?
Imagine. This is like an asshole.
Now we have four of monitors going.
Hey, I did consolidate. I did. I don't need an extra monitor.
This I saw just, there's this thing. Yeah. It's like extremely expensive. I don't know what it's for, but I know what it does. It's
what
basically
is that?
An HDMI matrix. I saw it on Linus Tech Tips. He said it was like thousands of dollars or something.
I'm sure it is. Sunset flip by Brett. Oh, no referee.
Uh-oh. Well, this is classic heeldom right here.
I feel like the Sheik and Volkov might win this one,
Quinn. They're smarter,
one,
Joe.
Two, yeah.
They're bigger veterans. But it's
HDMI matrix, you said?
What it does is it allows, like, it said it was like a 2.1 HDMI, so it did like 10 like screens at once with like no latency or something.
Good
I was like,
Lord.
What the hell? Like, you can feed one signal into it and we'll spit it out to like 10 things.
Do we need that? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, we don't.
I'm just kidding.
I just was like, I didn't even know they made that.
I didn't
they said
either.
they got it like special order or something. And
okay.
I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Pretty cool. We got Gorilla hates the abdominal stretch that the Sheik has on Brett, of course. And Brett flipped right out of it. Here comes Brett off the ropes. Elbow misses, though.
What it's good for is testing picture on multiple TVs, and you can, if you're they're running a lab to compare different television's quality.
Makes sense. Gut
so you
can my Sheik.
Have the same content going into all of them at the same time and then see which one looks better.
Makes sense. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. Oh, shit. Camel clutch on Bret Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Got those arms back. Whips it up.
Come on, Neidhart. Clothesline his ass
damn.
Off. Come on, Jim.
I don't know if Bret's getting out of this.
Fuck that. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Jim. Big pop.
Man, our Sheik had him finished.
He did. Now, Volkov coming in, though,
no,
with a stomp on Brett.
His back is weakened.
Yeah? His back is crack.
Like, he can do the backbreaker finisher or whatever. They're very back intensive.
Back-oriented.
Yeah.
But they're back in business. Sheik going for the suplex. Brett blocked.
I gotta say, Sheiky and Volkov here putting up a good fight.
I gotta say, Bret Hart versus the Iron Sheik is good.
It's like, a good... I want to see that match one-on-one.
Very rough and tumble in there. Here comes Jim.
the captain still, I'd say, in 86.
Definitely.
Beautiful drop kick.
Damn, these guys are going. This look, is pretty... look at Volkov. He's like, you want to fucking fight?
Look at this. This powerhouse is now in the ring. It's a pretty good match, Quinn.
That's all right.
Not kidding
I like
around. This is very good. Oh, shit.
Oh,
double knock.
All the
face spots. I love it. I love it. Great stuff.
Come on, Sheiky.
Now, come on, Jim. Irish whip.
Wake up, Sheiky.
Drop kick on Volkov.
Now break that shit up.
One,
Sheik.
Two, through.
Okay.
I think Sheik was late.
He was late, but don't worry. Nikolai's, he's like a tank.
He is a tank.
He'll get up.
So is Jim, though, you know. All right, Irish whip there by Neidhart. Big
elbow.
I just
think Sheiky knows his partner too good. He's like, do I help? I don't want to hurt his pride.
Good point. Yeah. Oh, shit. All four guys in now. Bret Hart wailing away
mayhem.
On the Sheik. Yeah, this is not going to end well for somebody, Quinn.
Actually, I don't know who's going to win out of this.
I think the Sheik and Volkov win. I don't remember. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
Wait, Sheik's setting up something over here.
Body slam by Neidhart. Oh, Sheik hooked the leg of Neidhart.
Good call,
Volkov
Sheiky.
Fell on top. One, two, three.
Yeah! That means they're closer to the title belts now, Joe.
Yeah. That'll have to change, man. I can't live in a world where that's the case.
I think they just maybe have earned themselves a title shot.
They cheated, Quinn.
That's a huge win for Sheik and Volkov.
Cheater.
Huge win.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Huge. Huge.
It's huge.
It's a huge win.
Phil Hughes. Al Hughes.
I think we're going to have 2 minutes left for something.
That's what she said.
No,
that'll do it there. You got caught me off guard. All right. Hi. Thank you for being hi. Thank you for being with us here for the debut of the new studio.
Right.
But also the final few weeks, Quinn, of Championship Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with your hair there?
Well, your head's getting cut off there.
I know where it was. I was just sitting
make
up
sure
a little. I'm fine. It's
all the particulars
all
here.
I'd say for
a lot of new stuff going on.
This is the first time you've been here is today, right?
Yeah.
And the first time you sat in that chair and we...
Well, it's the same chair, but...
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
The first time you sat in that chair in this house.
Right.
All right. And I'd say all things considered, technically, it ran very well.
Everything went off without a hitch.
Except for the very beginning that you didn't see because I had the volume.
Yeah, we had to redo
it. Because
you couldn't hear us.
Just things.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was Championship. I'll tell you what, it perked up. It perked up a bit with Slick.
Good ending there, yeah.
And that match was really fun.
Nice little focus on Sheik and Volkov this week.
A lot of them.
And Blassie and Slickster. Is that what they're called?
Slickster, Doctor of Style. And Tony Gurria got pinned, so there's always
good.
That.
That's always
nice.
That's always a win.
And hey, you guys are with us here. We really appreciate you. Mm-hmm. If you're listening or you're watching and you want more OVP content, again, it's patreon.com/OVP podcast. And it is, there's Doc's chin. Mm-hmm. It is free for a week. So it would really mean a lot to me. And I know Quinn's face would be really happy if you signed up for a free trial. Look how happy he looks.
So happy.
So if you could do that, that would really be nice. You don't have to do anything. We're not going to hunt
Wouldn't
you down
it be
or
nice?
Anything.
Yeah.
It would. But thank you guys so much for being with us here. Coming up for Acid Wash Memories on Monday will be Must See TV. Quinn will finally get to sing the praises of Mad About You.
It's a great show.
We'll see. So, folks, thank you so much for being with us here. I guess the most important thing, to quote our good friend, adorable Adrian Adonis, not only keep your feet warm and your seltzer cold,
right,
but remember to drive defensively.
Yes.
Until next week on The Cannon, I'm Joe Morata. That's Michael Quinn, and we are wishing you the very best.
See ya.